This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Already 8 o'clock, dude. Sure, where's today going?
Fast. Royals in Toronto tonight, by the way. Big series. Huge series. Number one team in baseball versus the number one team in your heart. The Royals versus the Blue Jays tonight. I believe that game's at 6:40. I'm going to check, double check.
National card show in Chicago this weekend, I think, right? Are you going?
My buddy's there with a couple of my cards, so let's cross our fingers.
Yeah, I got a buddy that's going this morning, too, and so it'll be interesting to see what they're able to pick up at this car. Are you going to buy or are you going to sell? Well, you'd be going to sell, right?
Yeah, buddy of mine that I've been friends with, 607, by the way, Michael Wacha versus somebody named Gausman.
Gausman's pitching tonight, so they have a starter, because MLB's app did not have a starter for anybody for the Blue Jays this weekend.
Yeah, Wacha, and then tomorrow is Noah Kamen versus Max Scherzer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then that game tomorrow is at 2:07.
Okay.
Sunday, 12:37, and it's Lugo versus Bassett.
He's a hound, I hear.
Yeah, he's a hound, oh man. But yeah, no, to your question about the National Card Show, I do have about three or four cards in my buddy's possession that he's going to go try and sell.
So.
Because I got a nice surprise when I was down on the Gulf Shores. He sold a couple on eBay for about $110, $125. Mm. So a fun business, a very addicted business, and sometimes profitable.
Yeah, like I said, I've got all these old cards we've been going through, and you start looking at them, you're like, this is a $25 card here, this is a $25 card. Then you start adding all that up, and you're like, I'm sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars, but not hundreds of thousands, but you know what I'm saying, like thousands of dollars potentially. Mm. You know, with all these cards at $25 a piece and whatnot. And so people buy them, right?
It's nuts. Alex and I always talk about gold. I'm referencing who you can hear today live in St. Joe, I believe.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
And he's got a nice weather day gold.
Good weather day. He's so happy.
He'll enjoy it. But no, it's funny. You go to these card shows and there's like, no kidding, like 13-year-olds with $50,000 to $60,000 of cards in their
hands.
That's
unbelievable,
right? Whether they bought them or whether they're getting ready to sell them, they are just, they're ahead of the curve, man. It's a wide variety of people at these places. Like, you've got, you know, degenerates like myself in their late 30s. You've got kids that are in their early teens. You've got guys in their mid-20s. You've got guys in their 50s. It's just, it's a very, very bizarre, fun, addicting business. But, yeah, it's been enjoyable. It's been interesting to see, like, how valuable a car can be.
Yeah.
And understand, like, there's, like, guys out there that collect a certain type. There's certain people that have, like, they only want the certain inserts. They only want a certain player.
Mm-hmm.
The money that people spend on these things. Like, sometimes, because I go to Fanatics Live, that's where the live card reads are, where they break the packs. And you'll watch some of these guys, man, the same name. And I watched one last night just to help go to sleep. And it was, like, the same guy was dropping like 200, 200, 200, 200 just to get a chance to get like the Oakland Athletics.
Wow.
And he was getting like the Tampa Bay Rays. And then everybody in the group was like, things like, thanks for knocking out all the landmines.
Yeah.
And, like,
right.
All of a sudden you see a guy, wheel would spin, Oakland, $113. Next wheel would spin, Yankees, $90. Like, good take. This other guy's going,
well, who do you want from the Yankees? Is it you're looking for a Judge card or Jason Dominguez, or what are you looking at there?
Well, it depends on the box of cards that you're going. So 2024 draft, you're looking at prospects.
Yeah.
You look at like what this new one is, the Topps Chrome, you're looking at anything Aaron Judge.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll throw out like, you know, the 2024, you're looking at Kurtz, Roman Anthony, Cags,
right.
all the guys
that are in the big leagues now.
And that's what's great about this industry, and that's what's great about these players, is that all of these guys that are in these boxes are now pros.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not happened a lot in the past.
Right.
Where you're like...
Not in baseball.
So, like, think about this, for instance. It's why they say hold or sell, which is we talk about the deadline here in a second.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is the top prospect. Number two overall pick. Obviously, I think Gunnar Henderson went first, mm-hmm. right?
No, Adley Rutschman.
Rutschman went first. So... people that got Bobby Witt Jr.'s card either sold it immediately, and then all of a sudden, 2 years ago, everyone's like, I'm glad I held on to this Bobby card because now the value has absolutely done the opposite than dissipate.
But you probably have more often than not cards dissipating than increasing in value from these rookies,
correct.
Right?
Right now, Jack Caglione's stock has dropped
big
significantly.
Yeah, right.
Nick Kurse's stock has gone completely up.
Right.
Mizorowski, nobody knew who the hell Mizorowski was, had a card sell the other day for $52,000.
Holy cow. that's insanity. But he's like one of those guys that, like, I don't know if he has staying power, but right now, if I had the opportunity to sell a Mizorowski card for $10,000, I'm selling that right away. Like, I'm not even thinking twice about doing something like that. And, you know, I've got all these cards I'm going through. I'm like, I'm going to have to start an electronic-based store and put one of these things up there and see if I can't get some money for this stuff.
I'm with you,
like,
man.
Like these Ken Griffey Jr. rookies that I have. I mean, it's crazy.
Yes.
I'll give somebody $50,000. Just come take all the baseball cards. I won't get somebody gives me $50,000. No, I said that wrong.
I was like, damn, Bob, we just got paid.
You give me $50,000, you can have all the baseball cards. I got Mickey Mantles. I mean, I got the whole like 1960 Yankees team. I got a 64 Mantle. I've got a 61 Maris when he hits 61 home runs. Like, I got a lot of good stuff. But I want cash.
Yeah.
You know, I told my mother about this.
She's like, I'm never going to sell your cards because growing up, all like their generation's parents got rid of all their baseball cards. My mother swore, I'm never going to get rid of your cards. So I've got every card that I ever had from a child and all the stuff that I collected over the years. I've got some good stuff. But so I called my mother. I'm like, hey, you care if I sell all this stuff? She goes, how much can you get? I told her, she goes, sell it.
This is a good idea. Oh, so yeah. No, you should. You should sell those cards.
Yeah.
They're just going to collect dust.
Right.
It's like if you have a garage full of stuff you don't use, put it on Marketplace. You never know. You might make $500 in a weekend.
Right.
I mean, that's a nice dinner with you and your wife.
Or just to pay a bill off or something, you know?
As well. Speck, if you're driving around, Steven Spector, if you're driving around, here's a good idea. From the text line, you guys should do a promo and make trading cards of all your hosts and producers. I'm sure someone out there could make cards of all of you with career stats.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah it really would be. Let's do it.
But something that has to happen in the industry of cards is you have to sell when you need to sell and you need to buy when you need to buy, just like at the trade deadline. What grade do you guys give the Royals trade deadline?
Well, look, I guess I'm biased. I give it an A. I thought it was a really nice day yesterday for the Royals. And then I was looking at some of the grades. I saw one person on Yahoo Sports this morning give them a C
Yahoo grade.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking to myself, how do you grade that a C? They traded a backup catcher and got two pitchers back in return that could legit be starting pitchers for you. Maybe some are more bullpen arms. You traded two prospects that nobody's ever heard of before for a major league left-handed arm that's 7-5 with a sub-4 ERA for the Pirates. And you got Mike Yastrzemski for another person you never heard of before. And he's now your best outfielder that you have on this team. I thought the Royals did a really nice job yesterday, both acquiring guys for today in the moment and also for the long-term future. Those three pitchers that they have are signed up forever. I mean, it's great.
And also, don't forget Lugo was signed.
And but I'm talking about just yesterday's trade moves. Yeah. I mean, you went and got three pitchers yesterday that are all legitimate starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. Probably, I was talking to another scout yesterday about four or five in the rotation. You pick up those two guys for the backup in your rotation. You've given yourself so much flexibility to make moves this winter. You've got to think big picture when you think about these moves. You just can't think about how it impacts today. And, oh, my God, we got rid of a backup catcher that people are, like, sobbing over. Mm-hmm. We got better for today, but also we got better for the future as well with these trades. These are definite today moves and future moves as well.
And, I don't know how
And Falter, too.
Falter, Bubic.
Falter, yeah, right.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's true. We got Falter and Bubic now. That's right.
You want to buy two jerseys?
Yeah.
I'll let you pick one. I'll pick the other.
The other. And we sit next to each other. I'll be number six and you be number nine, okay?
Falter, Bubic.
excuse me, but just the Brady Falter trade alone. Just look at his numbers this year. You don't have to know who the guy is or anything like that, because he's never heard of him for most of us. But he's 7-5 with the Pirates this year. They've won 9 games, and he has an ERA under 4. He's like a 3.5 ERA.
He's got a better winning record than Paul
Skeens. He does. I was going to say, he's got a better winning percentage than Paul Skeens. As again, that's why wins and losses are so stupid with a pitcher.
Yeah.
But he's got a winning record with the Pirates and a sub-4 ERA. If they just made that move alone yesterday, I would have given it an A.
Yeah, he can eat innings. He's like kind of like statistically looks like a Michael Lorenzen guy who can just come in and be that fourth or fifth day starter. I mean, that's amazing. I don't know how you don't grade tomorrow or yesterday in A.
Yeah, and also too, when you look at, you know, what they did from a roster standpoint, they clearly are telling you they needed a lot of pitching. Like, I wouldn't expect I wouldn't expect Reagans. I wouldn't expect, obviously, Bubic, and I wouldn't expect Lorenzen back. They went and got 3 starting pitchers yesterday for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing yesterday why I give it such a high grade of an A is because of the control.
Yes.
Like, you have control. Like, you don't have to worry about any of this. And if you do have, out of those 3 pitchers, if one pans out to be good, you won the trade. And you didn't give up hardly anything for it. The biggest name you gave up was a backup catcher.
That's right. That nobody outside of Kansas City knew.
And he's a fan favorite. And he obviously that's, you know, going to come with emotional strings. But you, when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's not like you had to deal Cags or you had to deal, you know, Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen. The other thing, too, that this might bring up is that I know that the guy that you said is Maley is going to be the backup catcher.
Yeah.
But this also does give you some sort of option that if you do like this sort of young guys coming up, maybe a little, you know, to show their face in the major leagues. Maybe this is where we might see a sighting of Carter Jensen.
Yeah.
Who's a local kid who a lot of people love. Now, I know what happened to Cags is going to scare a lot of people in the organization. Be like, let's not
do this
again.
Can't operate that way.
I also look at this from the Carter Jensen perspective. Like, hey, man, why not? Right? Like, he's going to play as much as Freddie Fermin. We're not expecting you to play every day. You're not an everyday player. We want you to be the Freddie Fermin guy. Go in there when we need you. Give Sal an off day. Go play DH. Something like that. So that option is there for homegrown talent. And again, all that control is there.
Yeah, and the control for the pitchers is big. Yastrzemski obviously will walk at the end of this season, but he's not part of your future. He was an addition for now. That's a rental type player. Carter Jensen, I just leave down in the minor leagues. We're getting ready to go into a playoff push. I'd like the experienced guys, you know, out there doing that. And if you fall out of the mix, then bring Carter Jensen up at the end of the year, right? You can do the September call-ups and give him an opportunity to get some of that experience here at the big league level. Not that you can judge a lot. It's just about getting your palate wet a little bit, because, you know, September baseball is for the birds, just like March baseball is. Not a lot to gain from all of that, but, you know, give the kid big league experience to get him up here to the big league level. But I mean, like, if you're walking around yesterday and you don't think the Royals got better, I feel bad for you, because they did get better yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I know Yastrzemski's only a 230 hitter. Who's hitting 230 in this outfield right now? Nobody. So you've got better there. He's a good defender. He's a plus defender. That's what you want, especially as you push towards the postseason and, you know, you're kind of struggling to score runs. You need to have a plus defender. Yastrzemski is just that. And you got pitching, man. Like, nice job yesterday by JJ. Really good job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.